Sabaoth snorted.
So is this what you want me for, Grand Admiral Thrawn?
He asked scornfully.
To turn your ships into puppets for you?
Not at all, Master Sabaoth, Thrawn told him, his voice perfectly calm again. My analogy with combat Borg implants was a carefully considered one. The Emperor's fatal error was in seeking to control the entire Imperial fleet personally, as completely and constantly as possible. That, over the long run, is what did the damage. My wish is merely to have you enhance the coordination between ships and task forces, and then only at critical times and in carefully selected combat situations. Sabaoth threw a look at Pelion.
To what end?
He rumbled. To the end we've already discussed, Thrawn said.
Power. What sort of power?
For the first time since landing, Thrawn seemed taken aback. The conquering of worlds, of course. The final defeat of the rebellion. The re-establishment of the glory that was once the Empire's new order. Sabaoth shook his head.
You don't understand power, Grand Admiral Thrawn. Conquering worlds you'll never even visit again isn't power. Neither is destroying ships and people and rebellions you haven't looked at face to face.
He waved his hands in a sweeping gesture around him, his eyes glittering with an eerie fire.
This, Grand Admiral Thrawn, is power. This city, this planet, these people, every human, Poseidon and Menirish who live here, are mine. Mine.
His gaze drifted to the window again.
I teach them. I command them. I punish them. Their lives and their deaths are in my hands.
Which is precisely what I offer you, Thrawn said. Millions of lives. Billions, if you wish. All those lives to do with as you please.
It isn't the same,
Sabaoth said. A note of paternal patience in his voice.
I have no desire to hold distant power over faceless lives.
You could have just a single city to rule then, Thrawn persisted. As large or as small as you wish.
I rule a city now.
Thrawn's eyes narrowed.
I need your assistance, Master Sabaoth.
Name your price. Sabaoth smiled.
My price? The price for my service?
Abruptly, the smile vanished.
I'm a Jedi Master, Grand Admiral Thrawn,
he said, his voice simmering with menace.
Not a mercenary for hire, like your Nogri.